My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers, YMCA chaplain, British Army chaplain, and college professor. The Drawing of the Father. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. John 6:44. When God draws me, the issue of my will comes in at once. Will I react on the revelation which God gives? Will I come to him? Discussion on spiritual matters is an impertinence. Never discuss with anyone when God speaks. Belief is not an intellectual act. Belief is a moral act whereby I deliberately commit myself. Will I dumb myself down absolutely on God and transact on what he says? If I will, I shall find I am based on reality, that is, as sure as God's throne. In preaching the gospel, always push an issue of will. Belief must be the will to believe. There must be a surrender of the will, not a surrender to persuasive power, a deliberate launching forth on God and on what he says until I am no longer confident in what I have done. I am confident only in God. The hindrance is that I will not trust God, but only my mental understanding. As far as feelings go, I must stake all blindly. I must will to believe, and this can never be done without a violent effort on my part to disassociate myself from my old ways of looking at things, and by putting myself right over onto him. Every man is made to reach out beyond his grasp. It is God who draws me, and my relationship to him in the first place is a personal one, not an intellectual one. I am introduced into the relationship by the miracle of God and my own will to believe. Then I begin to get an intelligent appreciation and understanding of the wonder of the transaction. Never discuss with anyone when God speaks. Thus ends Oswald Chambers' reading. The Father, draw him. The Father draws people to Jesus through the Holy Spirit. God's work of drawing covers all people, as Jesus says, I will draw all men, verse 12:32. But this drawing is not irresistible, for it can be rejected, as you see in Matthew 23:37, and ye would not. In this passage from John, Jesus' claim is rejected by the Jews. Jesus, in this claim, says the first of the very famous I ams. In this chapter, he says, I am the bread of life. And as that statement, he's emphasizing the important aspect of the personal ministry of himself. This statement tells us that Christ is the sustenance that nourishes spiritual life. The others are, I am statements, are the light of the world, 8:12, the door, 10:9, the good shepherd, 10:11 and 14, the resurrection and the life, 11:25, the way, the truth, and the life, 14:6, and the true vine, 15:1 and 5. Jesus promises to welcome all who come to him in repentance and faith. Those who come to Jesus come in response to the grace given them by God. It is important to understand the relationship of the Father's will to human responsibility. It is not the will of God that any believer should fall from grace and subsequently be separated from God. Neither it is his will that any individual should perish or fail to come to the truth and be saved. However, there is a great difference between God's desires for us and the wrong human choices. He does not abrogate the human responsibility to repent and believe, even if he means his perfect will is not done. Now that Jesus is weeping over Jerusalem proves this. God's desire that believers be raised up the last day does not relieve them of the responsibility of obeying his voice and following him. Jesus acknowledged on the night of his betrayal that he protected his disciples and those that thou gavest me, I will keep, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition. So, we must have the Father to draw us. We must know that it is through that Holy Spirit that we are drawn. And thus, we can rest assured in the truth of Christ's reality and salvation.